It's not Christmas, but we're going to talk about gifting. We're going to do that today with Bridget Finke with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, we talk about gifting when we make our long-term plans for the farm operation to give the kids or whoever this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, in terms of what we're talking about as far as gifting from the farm perspective, what really are we talking about as far as limits? What can we gift? Just literally anything on the farm? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of considerations and tipping points on gifting. And probably the one I hear the most is, well, I can give $10,000 a year, right? And that's talking about, from the IRS's perspective, gift tax. Because believe it or not, you can at times have to pay money to give something away, which sounds crazy. But there's an amount that each person can give as many people as they want in a year and not have to report it to the IRS. And that number started at $10,000, so that's mm-hmm. where a lot of times people are familiar with. But it was indexed to inflation. So now as we sit here in 2019, that magic number is $15,000. So, Bob, you could write a check to me and Cora and Caitlin, and I'm trying to think of everybody I saw as I walked in here.
Well, you can stop right there because I don't have that much money to gift away. That's for $10, baby, but not $10,000.
You can write everybody that check and not have to report that to Uncle Sam because you've got that annual exclusion each calendar year, what you can gift. So that's one set of money you can give away.
That's the easy way, it sounds like.
Well, it's kind of the no-brainer every
year.
Yeah,
no strings attached.
Except when we talk Uh-oh. Nursing home, so I'll get there. Then the next pot of money you have is the pot that you can give away above and beyond that $15,000 per year, either in combination during your life and or after your death, and not have to pay estate or gift tax on. And that's a number that has been a shifting target for us here lately based on different tax laws that mm-hmm. have changed. But the magic number right now is $11.4 million each. So for a married couple, that's $22.8 million. So usually when I start talking about gifts that end in million, you know, most of my clients are going, oh, well, I don't have to worry about that. And you know, most of us don't. But that's your federal pot lifetime. So, you know, let's say the home farm is worth $1 million. Sometimes people say, well, that's over the $15,000. I can't gift that. You can, but you need to report that to the IRS. You have to do an informational gift tax return. So Uncle Sam can take his ledger that has, you know, $11.4 million at the top and deduct off that million above and beyond. So now when you pass away, you've only got that 10 to use. So for many of my clients, they can give away everything they own, and it's fine. They mm-hmm. just need to report it to the IRS. So those are all IRS side of things. Gift tax, estate and gift tax side of things.
Sounds to me like there's a butt coming in here somewhere.
Well, then the other side of things is nursing home. And that's a conversation that I have a lot with clients just because it's so expensive, right? I think of it as the $100,000 a year problem. Average cost of care, $8,000, multiply that by 12, you know,
you're
round
right
it
there.
Up.
Yep.
You're right at that $100,000. And so the way the system works is you're just old age health insurance, Medicare, doesn't pay for your 3 years in the nursing home with Alzheimer's. That program doesn't. And it's the other one called Medicaid, which is so close to Medicare mm-hmm. that I like to call it medical assistance or MA. That's a program that is dependent on your assets and your income. It's for people who are impoverished. Then the government will pay for that care. And so that's where the hiccup comes on this, oh, we can give away $15,000 a year, right? Well, if all you have, you're single, and all you have is $50,000, and you've got three kids, and you say, oh, geez, now I've had this health diagnosis, I'm going to write them each a check for $15,000, and I'm going to go prepay my funeral and burial, and now I'm under the $2,000 limit as a single person that I can have before the government pays for my care. And I'm going to go knock on the nursing home door next month and say, I'm impoverished. You know, government pay my bill.
I'm moving in.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work because though that, for qualification for the government to pay for that nursing home care, there is a five-year look back on any gifts. And it doesn't matter that those gifts were $15,000 or under. That's what Uncle Sam cares about and the tax bill. Nursing home, it's any gifts within the last 5 years.
You should have given it away 5 years earlier, in other words.
Exactly, exactly. To not have that count in your pool of assets that they look at to see whether you're impoverished enough that the government pays for that care. So that's always the kind of the big bugaboo with this is, you know, everybody's heard about this, you know, sometimes $10,000, now $15,000, and think we're good to go there. You always have to be thinking about that other side of things and that five-year look back.
And I know I talk to some people and they will put like a cabin or whatever in a trust. You better hope you get 5 years in that trust before you have to tap into some nursing home resources. Otherwise, that trust becomes mute too, doesn't it?
Well, and you have to make sure you've got the right kind of a trust.
Well, yeah.
Because if you are the primary beneficiary of that trust, it's still going to count even though it's not in your name individually. And so, you know, we could spend a whole morning just talking about trusts and the different kinds of trusts, but I think it's another place where it's important for people to really understand what kind of trust they have. And I think there's this perception that I have a trust, I'm protected.
But a lot of people think that trust is a gift, you know, to say their kids. I'm going to give them my cabin or whatever, and in 5 years, that's their gift, and I'm getting out from under any Medicaid medical assistance for the nursing home that can't come after you.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. And
but again, I'm just pointing it out so that, you, like you said, depends on the trust.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And it depend. It really is dependent on what that trust says and whether you've met that look back. And, oh, by the way, whether they change that rule, because they can. And they have. You know, more recently, there were two different limits, 3 years for outright gifts, 5 years for gifts and trusts, and then that got changed for 5 years for everything. They could always change that rule. And it's the rule at the time you are asking for the government payment that's going to count, not the rule at the time you make the gift. So there is, I mean, strangely enough, there is a big risk to the person making that gift in how that works out and what happens in the future. So, you know, plenty of times kids are, you know, knocking on mom and dad's door, you got to get that out of your name, and, you know, and that may be the case depending on what happens in the future.
What happens today is irrelevant if they want to change it 5, 6, 8 years and mom or dad has to go to the nursing home.
At year 7, they changed the rule to 10-year look back, and in year 8, you need the nursing home. You know, it may well be at risk. So these gifting decisions are not no-brainers, and it's really dependent on what risk the person making that gift, you know, often mom and dad, what risks are they willing to take? And which aren't they? And if we had the crystal ball and we knew exactly when you were going to need the care and what the rules were going to be, hey, I could craft the perfect solution that protects the maximum amount of assets. But
You say changing the rules. Who's changing the rules? The nursing home industry or the government? Who's making the changes?
The medical assistance rules. So that's federally driven then locally enforced. So even Wisconsin back in 2014 was the last time we had a big change in the medical assistance in estate recovery. And, you know, that those were decisions made in Madison, not Washington.
All right, so if you're going to give gifts or think gifting is going to get you out from under some kind of future financial obligation, make sure you know what you're doing. Bridget Finke, our resident attorney, to talk about it. Bridget with Valley Crossing Law, 715-688-4045 is the way to get a hold of Bridget. The other way is online at
WisconsinFarmLaw.com.
It's that simple. Bridget Finke with us once again this morning talking about gifting. I'm Bob Bosold.